So I'm in Midtown and not feeling good at all today. But I think if I just walk it off, I'll come back to some sense of calm. I have so much to do, but no reason to do it. And it's really starting to catch up to me. It's starting to pile on. And I'm keeping an eye on the kiosks. I'm on 3rd Avenue right now and 46th Street. Continuing to write stories about them for my site, though I don't think anybody reads it anymore. But I'm going to the 181 because somebody sent me something. It looks nice. Somebody from overseas sent me a nice letter. Or something. It's a piece of mail. So I walked. Well, I didn't walk over today because my ribs still hurt a little bit and I don't want to push it, but I came all the way down here just because I thought I had a piece of mail waiting, but it's not here. The Postal Service has this annoying to me feature where they tell you that you're going to be getting a piece of mail soon and they send you a photo of it. And for the most part, it just doesn't work. Like, I got two things in the mail today. I did not get emails for either one of them. And the one that I did get an email for isn't there. So, how useful is that, I ask you? I seem to have come down a little bit from my anxiety earlier. But I'm still feeling like I need to walk all this off. And maybe start popping pills again. I took a couple on hospital day, but I guess maybe I should have actually gone and followed up with a doctor visit, because that's what they told me to do. But it's just ribs. There's nothing you can do about it but put ice on it and just wait. And I didn't even put the ice on it, because I don't think it really makes a difference. So, I mean, it's much better than it was. So. Still feels like it's got a ways to go, though. This is Rockefeller Center again. And I checked in on the ever slowly deteriorating state of the payphones at Grand Central downstairs in the subway. There are only two left as far as I could see. And today was a bit of a sad day because I finally got rid of the cappuccino and espresso makers that my mother gave me. But somehow I got the impression they were collectible or valuable, and there's just no reason to suggest that they were. So I just threw them out. The only logical person to give them to would have been my sister, but shipping them would have cost more than they were worth, and I don't get a feeling that they have any interest in cappuccino or espresso. I mean, maybe they do. It's just not worth going to the trouble. So I dismantled them and took them outside and did something kind of mean. I cut the power cable and separately discarded all the little cups and all the pieces for the machines so that nobody else could use them. I don't know, I felt mean doing that, but who really cares, right? So that frees up some space in the cabinet, but, well, yeah, this is interesting, right? Well, I'm just alternating between anxiety and not anxiety. And I think that's a signal that it's fading. I was at a bar last night and the bartender opened a can of Coke and it fucking exploded and it was loud. And everybody at the bar just stopped and stared and was like, what the hell just happened? And I don't know, I'll ask the bartender next time I see him if he had any forensic analysis of what the fuck that was about. This is the same guy who a couple of years ago, he has really long hair, and he came over to the counter and knelt down a little bit, and his hair started burning because he dipped into a candle, a lit candle that was there, and it smelled nasty. And I warned everybody ahead of time. I said, this is a sick, tasteless, offensive joke I've got, and everybody was ready for it, and I said, It smells like I'm at Auschwitz. And everybody laughed, and they said, thank you for the warning. But then, actually, somebody explained to me later that you wouldn't smell that because they shaved everybody, and I was like, okay, this is getting too real. I guess I got what I deserved in being repulsed by that, but because I brought it on, but still, it's nasty. I guess I'm just going to get going.